if Delaware environmental regulators have their way, when residents go to an auto dealership in 2035, they will only find electric vehicles, SUVs, and light trucks from that model year. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on that proposal that would gradually increase the percentage of EVs on car lots over 10 years.
Opponents of the plan call it an unfair and unnecessary mandate. Supporters say it will protect people's health and the climate. It's a rule first adopted by California last year that puts more and more new zero-emission vehicles on car lots each year starting in 2026. That's when 35% of the new rides would have to be electric. Republican lawmakers have held town hall sessions in recent weeks to oppose the initiative of Democratic Governor John Carney's administration. GOP State Rep. Rich Collins told a Sussex County audience it's war without guns.
Do you really want to, you know, drive from here to Florida, have to charge up 15 or 20 times, wait 45 minutes each time? They're trying to take away our ability to travel, folks.
Bruce Smith of Millsboro told the same crowd he owns a Tesla electric car and said he loves saving money on gas. Yet Smith doesn't want the rule.
I am here because I am sick and tired of mandates.
State Environmental Secretary Sean Garvin will decide the issue in a few months. He told a crowd near Ellesmere it's not a done deal. Garvin stressed that people could still buy used gas-powered vehicles or leftover new models even in 2035, but that General Motors and other car makers are already planning an electric-only future.
If we wait till the car companies say, guess what, electric vehicles is all you can get, we are going to be so far behind the curve.
Delaware would be the 15th state, including neighbors New Jersey and Maryland, to adopt the rule. Pennsylvania has not. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.